SBS Radio.
Whatamooli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, my yarn with artists Corey Thorpe and Millie Telford from the Seed Mob. And the story is on a new Melbourne street art mural which wants to get the message across to people to stop fracking in the Northern Territory.
So my name's Millie Telford. I'm a Bundjalung woman and the National Director of the Seed Indigenous Youth Climate Network. Yeah, we're so proud to be supporting this because Seed, together with GetUp and many other community members, have been supporting communities right across the Northern Territory for many, many years now. And these are communities who have been on the front lines of the fight to stop shale gas field fracking in the Northern Territory. And so it's an issue that, you know, really has a lot of community members worried about what fracking would mean for water, for impacts on, you know, country, on cultural heritage, and, you know, really questioning their rights to be able to, right to free, prior and informed consent, and have huge worries about, you know, the governments and big corporations on an issue like fracking that, you know, time and time again, they've said they don't want fracking on their country. And so for us, you know, we want to support those who are being impacted first and worst on an issue that would impact everyone, not only just in NT, but right across the country.
Now let's talk about this rather magnificent looking mural that has been painted in North Fitzroy, which is a northern suburb of inner city Melbourne. What can you tell us about the mural, sis, and how this came about?
Yeah, the mural is incredible. So it features a portrait of Gadrian Hoosen, who is one of the many traditional owners, you know, who from across the NT who've been fighting to stand up against these big corporations, you know, fracking in the NT. And it's amazing. It's got a quote from him. And, you know, the quote to me, you know, when I read it, it just stands out so much, you know, in terms of, like, I can hear Gadrian's voice. I've worked closely with him for over 5 years now. And, yeah, I can read the quote out to you. It says, "They want to frack our lands, cut through our song lines. It's our right to stand up and fight for country and clean water in our community." And, you know, like, that says it all. Like, it's about rights. It's about, you know, rights to land, right to consent, right to be able to, you know, right to our connection to country and our right to care for country as well. And so it's amazing that this mural, you know, has been brought to Melbourne and is highlighting the leadership of Indigenous communities on the front lines of these issues, but really, you know, inviting everyone and people here in Melbourne to stand together in solidarity.
Sounds good, sis. Now tell me about the collaboration with the local artist out of Melbourne, who is Corey Thorpe, a Gunai Yorta Yorta and Gunditjmara man. How did this collab come about?
Yeah, so we're really proud to be working with Corey. You know, he is an incredible artist and, you know, comes from an incredibly strong family. You know, he can talk for himself, but a family that, you know, has had a lot to do with the fight for Aboriginal people and justice, especially across Melbourne, but has had ripple effects right across the nation. And, you know, for us, like, Corey's been a person who's been a part of our network as Seed Mob. You know, for those that know us, he's a close person in my life as well. And so, yeah, to be able to collaborate in this way and to, yeah, sort of, I guess, show there's connections right across the country from the NT through to Fitzroy, right across, you know, to the west, to the far east. It's just amazing to be able to have that collaboration.
And I think you're right, sis. We're all connected, eh, us blackfellas, in some shape or form, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a big part of what this issue is about as well. You know, when you look at what's going on in the NT, communities are really concerned about the fact that fracking in one area will not only have an impact directly on that particular site, you know, if these companies were to drill right through the right through kilometres underground and then fracture horizontally, which means it goes across underground as well, that, you know, these fracking wells will go through water basins and go through, you know, people's song lines that have flow on right downstream, upstream and all across the nation. And so it's not only important that these companies are talking to the people whose country is directly affected, you know, on that particular drill site, but the neighbouring communities who are going to be impacted by this as well. And we know that if these projects were to go ahead, scientists have said that fracking the NT would limit our ability to keep global warming less than 1.5 degrees, which, you know, when you look at the impacts of climate change, our communities are already feeling. We're on the front lines. And so this issue, you know, it's about connections in terms of the way our mob are connected across the country, but it's also highlighting the connections between the, you know, the issues and how it's not just the NT or one particular community that's impacted. The effects are felt far and wide, and that's why we also need to come together and fight together.
Millie Telford from Seed Mob, it's been an absolute pleasure yarning with you on NITV Radio today. And I understand with you is artist Corey Thorpe, and he's going to have a yarn with us now.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sis.
My name's Corey Thorpe. I'm a Yorta Yorta, Gunindjmara, Gunai and Wurundjeri man. I've grown up in Melbourne all my life.
And tell us, how did this collaboration come about between you and the Seed Mob for this issue?
Well, I've been a supporter of Seed for many years now, and I have two young daughters myself. And, looking back on how we culturally practice, it's about understanding where our next generation and the generation after that and where they're going. And, you know, I can just see the impacts that's happening across the country for our mob. And I want my kids to understand, you know, where we are and what we're fighting for still today.
And tell us about this creative approach that you took when painting the mural. How did this all come together?
Well, the creative approach is pretty, the way I do things is I'm making sure that I have an invested interest in a lot of things so I can connect to it. And that's me as an Aboriginal artist. And for me, you know, we're connected to the land, the land that we're supposed to protect, and the land that we, you know, have been here for thousands and thousands of years. So for me, you know, understanding the fight that Gadrian and the mob in the Northern Territory are going through, that's our fight as well. You know, we're connected. We're on the same land. We're one of the same people. And, you know, we're all different in our own way, but we're all Aboriginal people and Torres Strait people that look after this country. So for us to be able to, you know, stand up as young people and, you know, lead that fight, I wanted to showcase that, you know, with Gadrian, who's been doing it for the last 10 years. And, you know, he's an amazing person that they still carry the cultural value and the cultural practice. And we don't want that to disappear through, you know, the fracking that's happening and the exploration that they're trying to do across the NT at the moment.
And let's talk about the mural, bearing in mind we are radio. Are you able to, if you like, excuse the pun, but paint us a picture of what people can look at in North Fitzroy there?
So, you know, we've been lucky to be, you know, on a corner of Alexandra Parade and George Street in North Fitzroy, and it's an amazing spot where there's a set of lights that sort of lets you take in the mural. And what we wanted to do, I had support from my dad, to paint this mural is, really capture the essence of Gadrian Hewson, you know, and who he is and where he's from, but also, you know, just highlight that as the main focal point and his words. So there's a, obviously the quote, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I think Millie spoke it really well. And also the hashtag, don't frack the NT. So, you know, there's a lot of people in Melbourne and they'll drive past that, and not all the people, you know, in Melbourne understand this fight, and it's not just an Aboriginal fight, I believe, and I reckon, you know, putting that mural in Melbourne can showcase that, you know, we're all in this together, and, you know, we're a big country, but we need to support each other to, you know, to enact the changes that need to happen, and it needs to be led by mobs, so, and that's what they're doing in the NT.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.